Coach Lola. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, Greg. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Happy New Year to you.
Same. Happy 2021.
Yeah, do we know? Is it 2021? Do we know? It's been so crazy.
The days are running together, for sure.
Just, you know, and I, you know, when I talk to coaches, you know, I guess invariably the first question I got to ask is, how have you and your program, your student athletes, handled all of this, you know, and all the different movings that you have to do of your program, when you're going to play, and all that kind of stuff with the COVID-19 pandemic? How have you handled that?
I think that we've handled it pretty well. Obviously, there's been a lot of changes. Some we can foresee, and some we can't. So I think just on the front end, just making sure that I've been in communication with our staff, with our players, their parents, and whomever needs to happen. I think that's helped us kind of navigate through this time. It's going to continue to help us through the season because we know that there's more changes to come. But for sure, I think that we've done pretty well. I think that they've taken it pretty good. And, you know, they're just waiting. They're now happy to be here. They want to play. So I think that's where we are for right now.
Well, and I think I misspoke, right? You originally scheduled to play Cumberland, but what, you're going to open it with the women at Chattanooga January 29th and the men hosting Xavier out of Louisiana on January 30th. Did I misspeak about the game tomorrow?
You did.
So, okay.
You're correct. So that's just one of the many changes. We don't start until the 29th and 30th. So the 29th is UTC for the women, and then Xavier of Ohio on the 30th here in Nashville for the men.
Oh, Xavier of Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Man, there's Xavier's everywhere, right? You got to tell Jose he put Xavier, Louisiana on the notes he sent me. I'll just let you. Yeah, I'm gonna throw Jose under the bus for that one. How about that?
You're good.
Lola Ora-Dugba is our guest. She's the men's and women's tennis coach over at TSU. During the fall, could you do any coaching? I know you had only, what, two male athletes on campus. What'd you do?
I mean, a lot of it was virtual. So I had to stay engaged weekly with our other players that were international. So, you know, just sending a lot of things from our sports medicine, just, you know, how to make sure they're remaining injury free, working with our trainers, just to make sure they have some good stuff with them while they're away from us. But then sending some virtual videos of practices, of stretching, of, you know, just keeping themselves in shape, making sure the academics were still on board as well. The two on campus, yeah, we had some weeks where we were able to actually get on court. We did some runs. We did some physical fitness. You know, a lot of, they did some things twice a week with Coach Stacy as well. So their strength conditioning was there on campus. So we did get some weeks in. I think that it was pretty productive. Now with everyone here, I think that we can definitely go a little bit further, and that's what we're hoping to do. So,
well, and you know, you're talking about that, and Dr. Millie and Mickey Allen, I've really been impressed. I better say that because I'm on the payroll too, Lola. So, trying to get the competition back on campus, getting the tennis courts resurfaced. I know you play home matches at Hadley Park mostly. Sometimes Vanderbilt's kind of have you guys come over there as well. But just how important is it to get back on campus?
It will literally, you know, bring out the soul of our team. They, you know, it's nothing like playing at home. Hadley has been open to hosting us, and you know, I think Belmont's using them as well. But mm-hmm. I think having you know, our courts central to us, you know, just accessing them anytime we want, will be great for the players, great for the program. You know, that's just one thing that we, you know, once you see the Tiger logo, you come there, you practice, we own it. So we can invite people for tournaments, we can invite people for even the regional within OVC. We can host our conference championships there. So not only for the players, you know, they love it. You know, it's a great thing to have home courts. But then you also look at the monetary side, just completely redoing the athletics program together. So you're correct. Dr. Allen has been great with just understanding the needs for every program, continuing to be consistent with that, speaking to us about it, and then we're you know, making a plan to make it happen. So researching the court is one of the priorities, probably one of the top two priorities for me especially.
Well, and you know, and Lola Ora-Dugba, she's our guest this morning, University Showcase men's and women's tennis coach. But the way he approached it, he went to every coach, and I know this because obviously we have all the coaches on the show here, and basically asking, what do you need? What will take you that next step? And that's such a simple question to ask.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important. But, you know, coming in, being new, I think it's important to understand just forming that relationship is key. And that was his first step. So with us, we need players. We need high-performing players. Our classroom, we've done well academically. I don't have any issues there. We need performing players that want to come, that want to compete at a high level for their 4 years, and then we get them out. But we want to build the camaraderie there, have a great program where all of the highest recruits look at our program and want to come. So that's pretty much what we need, just consistency, great staff. I've had, good staff with me so far, but continue with that process. And then, like I said, making sure that we have the best of the best athletes coming to Nashville to play for Tennessee State.
Well, and how important is it to you? I guess it's a simple question, right? You played there. You returned in the spring of 2019, be the interim, now the head coach for the men's and women's program, and more the head coach, more of a director of tennis, if you will, because of all the things that go into it. But coming back, you played there, 2006, I believe. How important is it for you to get that program where you want it to be, considering you're an alum?
I mean, it's just a good thing. Even if I wasn't an alum, once you take on the this position, I think that you have to be invested. So it's a great thing for other alums to know that, hey, we can do this, we can give back, whether it's monetary or, just making sure that our time is there, our efforts are there, to making sure that Tennessee State remains on the map for a great institution. That's key. So, I think that's super important for me, but I think anything that I touch, I usually put the best effort toward it. So that's where I stand with that.
You from St. Louis?
I am.
Yeah. The first African-American female from the area of St. Louis to play professionally. And you played all over the world during your professional career. Where did it get started with you with tennis?
My parents, that's normally where you start when you're young. You don't necessarily have choices, at least in that generation. So I have great parents. Grandparents are deceased. But, my great parents, all of us, they made sure that we were in everything. And with everything, from academics to sports, from Girl Scouts to tennis to, church programs, everything. So chess club, anything that, we could be in, they made sure that we were in just for us to have that exposure. And then you narrow it down to what you're good at. Tennis was one of those that I enjoyed. So, you're never going to be great when you first start, but stuck with it right before the age of 7. And from there, just love the game. Competed when I was young, in school, on travel teams, things like that. Came to college and played, and then of course on tour. So now I'm, me being part of the game, it's just simply coaching and giving back in that realm. So that's how it started.
You played all over the world. What was the weirdest place you ever played tennis?
Nothing weird. I don't. A court is a court. I think that any sport, I don't care what it is. But a tennis court is, I haven't been to a weird place. I've enjoyed every single place I've been. Everything is new. So, the one thing that you always, no matter where you are, it could be foreign to you. As soon as you step on that court, it's exactly the same. So I wouldn't say I've had a weird place.
Well, I mean, but you got to go to the hotel, you got to eat, you got to do other things, right? I was just trying to figure out if you played on the four of the world's continents, something that you were riding in on a llama or something, So
No. I mean, so I tell you what, when you're in Europe, you're doing a lot of on foot, just because you don't get to travel in nice cars or luxury cars until you make multi-millions. So. I would say Melilla, Spain was one of the best. I wouldn't say weird at all, but one of the best. It's actually also on the cusp of Africa, so you're actually being able to step on two different countries at one time. So, but a lot of on foot, you get to see the culture. I love it because it's different from here in the U.S. We have to pay for a lot of things, and we don't get to see the authenticity. But being other places, you can. So you're on foot, you're seeing, them cooking your food right away, or bringing it from the farm to the table, so to speak. But it's really good because you get to see the culture, explore the culture, That's some things that we miss here in the U.S. because we hop in a car and go places without actually being able to enjoy those simple things. So I would say Melilla, Spain would be my best.
Wow. Does it help you relate? I know six of the seven men's team members and every member of the women's team right now are international student athletes. And I'm sure Dr. Allen likes that. Just take it. Do you go on a home visit on all of these? but I guess knowing where they've come from helps you coach them.
Just me being open, I think, is the best thing. Because, you know, every culture for me, I still don't know their cultures. Yes, when they send their information, when they send their recruiting video, I start to really invest my time into learning them, understanding their culture, understanding their foundation, things like that. But it doesn't stop there. So that the recruiting part is just the very beginning. I like them, like I said before, I even bring them to the campus. I like to learn a little bit more about them. But when they get here, there's still a lot to learn. So I love that part of it. And with them, it brings unity. Just learning, their backgrounds and being able to come together as a team, having your coaches to be able to expound on that is great for them. So I love it. I wouldn't have everyone from the same place. I wouldn't want it because it's been this way for so long. So I like that our sport itself is international.
Lola Ora Dugba has been our guest this morning. She's the men's and women's tennis coach over at Tennessee State. Lola, thank you. Good luck this spring with both programs.
Thank you so very much, Greg, and have a great 2021, buddy.
All right, you too. All right.